The United States is reportedly planning to spend billions of dollars to upgrade its nuclear weapons stockpiles in Europe, despite President Obama's pledge to do otherwise. The Obama administration is to add new tail fins to nearly 200 B-61 nuclear bombs to turn them into guided weapons. Experts say the plan would significantly increase U.S. nuclear capability in the Green Continent. Based on newly published budget figures, Washington will spend $10 billion on a life extension program for the B-61 bombs. Another $1 billion is needed for adding controllable tail fins. The bombs are stockpiled in Belgium, the Netherlands, Germany, Italy, and Turkey. President Obama has earlier promised to reduce the role and numbers of its nuclear weapons and not develop new warheads. To give us insight on that story, we're now joined by online columnist Mr. Alan Rowland, who's joining us from Sonoma, California. Mr. Rowland, welcome to the program. Do you see an inconsistency here when Obama has already pledged to reduce his nuclear stockpile, but at the same time is pouring billions of dollars into upgrading nuclear arsenals overseas?
What else is new is my answer. Come on. Obama's been betraying his promises since 2008, and particularly now, since his re-election, and with no problem right now for the next 2 years, he's literally sold out on Social Security, sold out on his progressive base, and is now what? He's doing everything he can do to ensure his real mandate. And your question should be, what is Obama's real mandate? Obama's real mandate is to be the transition from United States of America to a new world order, run through Washington and the Federal Reserve Board. So this is par for the course. You're going to get more of it. This is not a surprise at all, and it shouldn't be a surprise to you.
Mr. Rowland, how would the average American feel that, given the sequester cuts and all the budget cuts implemented by the U.S. government, that billions of dollars is being spent on weapons overseas for what some see as a hypothetical enemy or hypothetical situations?
Of course, the whole war on terror is hypothetical, but the average American is in a state of apathy. Witness what's happening on the marathon bombings in Boston. Everything is being wrapped up again, or how should I put it, riled up, so like 9/11, to what? Increase what? Paranoia and fear to literally do what? Increase our stake in the war on terror, the fictitious war on terror. All of this is par for the course. All our congressmen are millionaires, all in bed with the corporocracy and the military industrial complex. Come on, the average American doesn't care. They're watching the NBA playoffs, or the Boston Red Sox, or whatever it is. It's beyond them. Right now, because of the Citizens United, every congressman in Congress is literally in bed with the corporocracy. The corporocracy and the military-industrial complex is running the United States, and Obama's in bed with them too. Why should he care about the American people? This is the shock that the American people are slowly coming to grips with.
Thank you very much. Mr. Rowland. Online columnist Mr. Alan Rowland joining us from Sonoma, California.